Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Shay. My name's Elizabeth M. Leet. And about the end of December into January, I was on my tablet and I ordered a free trial example from you guys. And I got a cleansing one with it. And now you guys,
can I finish? I'm not, ma'am.
What?
What did you say?
Isn't this number 844-252-3626?
Okay, yes, ma'am, that is correct, but I was telling you I'm not trying to cut you off. I was just trying to get your information for you so I can pull up your account, but you're being so rude.
It's keto. I ordered a keto little trial sample on my tablet.
I do understand.
And I put my credit card number in.
Ma'am.
And I want to cancel it because you guys have now taken twice $100 out on my credit card and put me over my balance and put me in the red with my bank, with my credit card.
Okay.
And I paid for the two trials at $6 and something and $7 and something for the two trials, which is all I was supposed to pay for. I read all the small print, and nowhere does it say I became a member, and I was going to be paying $90-some-odd for each one of these bottles. I'm a 65-year-old woman. I live on a damn fixed income, and have somebody take that money out of my credit card? Excuse me, wrong. Shame. Shame on that keto company. I would want all I'm asking for is a cancellation and a cancellation number. Because you guys took the money, and I would appreciate you guys putting my money back into my, back onto my credit card that you took.
Okay. Yes.
Without my permission. All I did was ordered two trial bottles.
Are you done, ma'am?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm just very upset. I looked at my bill and the bill coming up, and it says I'm at $3,541, and my balance is only $3,500. And now my card is frozen, and they told me that you guys took money out but I already paid for the two trials. It said right on it, you only have to pay $6 and something. You have only $7 to get two free trials. And nowhere does it say I'm signing up for a permanent pills. It just says try the trials. I get the bottles in the mail. There's no paper with it, no account numbers with it, so I'm going, okay. I'm just saying, I just got something free. Maybe the old saying, nothing in the world is free, is true.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So better assist you. Can I have your zip code?
03301.
Can I have your first and last name?
Elizabeth Leet. That is L as in lion, E as in elephant, E as in elephant, and T as in Tony the Tiger.
Can I have you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
205 Loudon Road, apartment 48, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You're calling in about this Keto SN and Keto SN and Clint's that you had, ma'am.
Yes. And I paid for them for the $6 and $7, and they were free trials. Then you guys came in and took out of my credit card $90-some-odd twice. I just called up my credit card company, and they've already closed my card can't be used for nothing now. I would appreciate if you guys put that money in, because I didn't sign up to get more pills. I didn't sign up to be a member. I just signed on to get a couple trials to try it. And then if I liked it, then get in contact with you and maybe get more pills. But my health provider told me they're garbage and told me to throw them away and not to use them.
Okay, yes,
but
ma'am.
But that's what my health provider said.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand that. So your health provider told you not to take this product, ma'am?
Yes. They told me, okay. It's my age. It's my age, okay? I'm up in my 60s, and it's something they didn't want me to take. So
okay,
they said no. And you're taking,
okay.
I don't know why you took out $90-some-odd. I really would want, I'm asking politely if that money be put back into my account, back onto my credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So back on December the 30th, when you first placed this order for $670 and $745, you only paid
yes,
for
and you guys got your money for that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to explain a charge to you, ma'am. You not let me talk. You
okay.
Back on December 30th, when you first made the charge for $670 and $745, however, you just paid for the shipping and handling of that product. It is a $92.90 and $91.89 product out of your 14-day trial. So you opted into a 14-day trial back on December 30th. So you had 14 days to try out their product. That's why you was charged on January the 15th for the amount of their product.
You're kidding me. You're trying to tell me that that little bottle that's not even a worth a month's worth of stuff, which is a trial, was 90-some-odd-dollar bottle of stuff?
That is correct, ma'am, because it wasn't a trial. You just had 14 days to try out their product. It was never free. You just paid the shipping and handling of their product.
But why are you giving false advertisement by telling this is a free trial? This is a free sample. Free. It says, wait, you can get it. All you're paying is for your shipping and your handle and the bottle of the thing. You're paying for the bottle and the shipping and handling. There was both there. They came up together. That's what you're paying for. But it said it was a free trial. It doesn't say anywhere in there that I'm going to be paying $91 because I would have read it. I didn't see that anywhere. And maybe that's my age. I apologize for that. But I never even used the pills. The doctor told me not. If you want me to send them back to him, send me an address. I'd never even opened the bottles. Because as soon as I showed them to my care, no, she said, you do not take them. I will send them back to you. And you can put the money back in my account. I really appreciate it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because
so
you guys just put, by taking that money out of my credit card without me knowing that, you just put me in the red on my credit card. I only had a $3,500 limit. Now I'm at $3,541. I'm going to be charged for the extra. Because you didn't have that printed out very nicely. It says free. I read that. A free trial. Oh, hey, I'll try it. I'll take the free trial. But before I decided to take it, I read it where it said, ask your physician. I asked my physician. He said no. But nowhere does it say in the bottle that I have to take it. And there was no paper in the package telling me if I couldn't take it to send it back. So where am I supposed to do with it? I haven't opened them. They're sitting in my cupboard. You want them back? Send me an envelope or something to send them back to you or give me an address. I'll send them back to you. But I want my money put back in my account. Please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, but that charge is valid, and I cannot tamper with that charge, ma'am.
So you don't do anything with billing? So who do I have to call for billing?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm the one you can talk to.
Are you going to give me a cancellation confirmation number?
I will, ma'am.
But everything that I signed up for is being canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to give you that information, but you kept talking about this account.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I'm just upset. I'm an old person. And I'm living on food stamps. I'm on welfare, my dear lady. And having you guys take that money out of me was like... Why? Well, thank you. I'm trying to get something. Yeah, thank you. And with this court be going on, thank you very much. Keto. Okay, yeah, I'm ready for the information. I'm sorry, I'm just really upset.
It is C as in Charlie. One.
C as in Charlie.
One. B as in boy.
One. What?
B as
B
in
as
boy.
In bo- B as in boy.
5, 2, 3.
5, 2, 3.
The number 8.
5, 2, 3, 8. The number 8.
E as in Edward.
Wait a minute. Number 8. And the E as in Edward.
A as in apple.
A as in apple.
7, 3.
7, 3. So it's C as in Charlie. A number 1. B as in boy. A 5. A 2. A 3. The number 8. E is in Edward, A is in Adam, 7, 3. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and that's the cancellation number.
That is correct, ma'am.
Is there any way I can get in touch with billing to see if they will send that money back so I won't be in the red?
Okay, yes, ma'am. However, I am a customer support man, and I do handle these charges, ma'am. But that charge is valid. That's what I'm stating. So we cannot tamper with that charge. But what I can do for you as a courtesy, ma'am, because I see you was a customer with us, I can offer you a 35% refund of those charges, ma'am.
Yes, I would love to have a refund on those charges.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just hold a line for me while I get that refund for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And God bless you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding that line for me. I have a refund of $32.51 and $32.16 going back into the car, and the end, $1,265. It just may take up to three.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're going too fast for me. So where am I supposed to be writing this down, or you're sending it to me, or what?
Okay, Sam, you don't have to write it down. You'll get an email with this information, ma'am.
Okay. You're just going to email me telling me this. Instead of getting the $90-some-odd back, I'm only going to get $32.
Yes, ma'am. We did just agree to a 35% refund, ma'am.
So I'm going to get $32 for each one of them because you paid $90-some-odd for each one of them.
That is correct.
So that's all I'm going to get back. Well, as long as they can go back in my account, but you guys are not going to put it back in my account, are you?
It will go back through to the refund. Car ending in 1265. It just may take up to 3 to 5 business days to show up into your account.
Okay, it will go show up in my account, and that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. If there's nothing else I can help you with, ma'am.
So I've got this confirmation number for cancellation. Do you have a number for the refund so that, or I'm just to watch for it?
Okay, so that refund number is 601.
What am I? 601.
338.
338-1697. 1697?
Yeah, that is correct.
So that's 601-338-1697.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm sorry, it's not your fault. It's just, I guess I'm getting old. And I don't do good with computers. I'm just going to stop looking for things that, because it's just not right. Okay, thank you, and God bless you, hon.
Yes, ma'am, same for you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.